Hi, I'm Troy. I'm an alcoholic.
Troy.
I had no idea until 9 minutes ago that I was speaking tonight when my sponsor volunteered me. This is my first time ever speaking, so please excuse me. My story starts with I grew up in a family in Tacoma, Washington, where it was okay to drink alcohol on special occasions. I think I started drinking when I was like 6 years old. My aunt and uncle, who lived right down the street, would pay me in beer to wash their car. And they thought it was funny to see me drunk, and I just loved getting a buzz. I played sports all through school, and I was the closet user who, because of course you can't drink and do drugs when you're playing sports, and so every weekend I'd party, I'd get drunk at lunch, and when I was 18, my dad died of cancer, and that's when the real trouble began. My mom put a restraining order on me shortly afterwards because I was a drug addict and alcoholic, and I got my first DUI when I was 19. I got a year for that because I went off an 80-foot cliff and almost killed me and my best friend. While I was locked up, my cellie, he was a methamphetamine manufacturer, and shortly afterwards I began manufacturing myself. I did that for 5 years. I was an IV drug user for five. My world was upside down, and I drank a fifth of vodka because I stayed up for 3 days at a time just to go to sleep. After 5 years of that, I knew that I had to move because I was going to die, so I moved to Florida. That's when I traded addictions and started binge drinking. I would drink a fifth of vodka in 2 hours, and I'd do that for 4 or 5 days at a time. I'd take 2 or 3 days off and do it all over again. My life was absolutely miserable. I spent all my 20s locked up, all for alcohol-related stuff. I never did anything wrong unless I was drinking. Finally, I'd had enough. When I turned 31 in Pinellas County, I found Alcoholics Anonymous. Let me back up a little bit. When I was 12, my mom came home from work, and I was drowning in a puddle of puke on the floor because I drank too much alcohol. And then I had to get my stomach pumped. 2 weeks later, I took a half a bottle of Valium, and I went to my first AA meeting at age 12. There I learned how to manipulate and con people to get what I want, because I was just hanging out with those kind of people. And I had never been honest until I actually got sober at age 31 and worked a four-step, a fifth step. Then I really got to know who I was. And I had a great sponsor. I used to set up this meeting on Saturday nights, Saturday Night Fever. And then I got to my 12th step, and I obviously had done something wrong because I thought I had everything under control, and I went back out. My drinking was crazy. I've lost 7, 8 jobs since then. I'm 38 now. I've just came back to meetings not too long ago. I now have a wife, a 3-year-old daughter, whom I'm not with right now because of alcohol. I have another baby on the way. She's pregnant. I've had 6 years of hell to where I've wanted to kill myself. Because I couldn't stop drinking. After doing all the steps and realizing how good life could be, and knowing what I'm doing is wrong, I just wanted to die. I tried to kill myself 4 or 5 times in the last 6 years. Thank God that I've come back to these meetings, and that I had a sponsor, I guess, to make me speak tonight, because it's all about getting out of yourself and helping another alcoholic. At least that's what the meetings teach me. I know you're supposed to talk for 15 minutes, but I've just drawn a blank. I'm just glad to be here. I've come a long way. I know that this is where I need to be. The steps really do work. My first four step, I wrote down the resentment list, and I just did another four step, and not one person on that four step, my first four step, was on that resentment list. Well, actually one, my mom. But but that proves to me that it really does work. But over the last 6 years, I've gained a lot more resentments. I'm just glad to be here. That's all I have. Thanks.